Now, tonight we are talking about a very sensitive but yet beautiful topic, a topic that I love, a topic that's close to my heart. And I have with me two guests. One, Khotatso, the other, Stephen. These gentlemen, oftentimes when I get to studio, we are just here talking. And the topics that we've just managed to cover are just so amazing for me. And that's why I thought, you know what, today let's have this conversation on air. And our topic for today is young men and the challenges that they're facing today. And let's admit it, the world is not the same, and the world continues to change each and every day, if not each and every year. And it is important then that we stay relevant, that we stay current with what is happening, because most people will tell you that masculinity is changing, masculinity has evolved. Our parents often say, hey, back in the days when I was a child, this is what was happening. But tonight, I would like us to have the conversation not about the young men, but with the young men. And let's hear it from them. And that's why I'm inviting you, friend, tonight onto this conversation. And I love the fact that they're also coming from diverse backgrounds, because that will allow us to have a clearer picture, a clearer understanding of where we are going as a nation, where our young men are at, because these are the fathers, these are the husbands, these are brothers, these are sons, and we need to look at them from that perspective, but most of all, look at them as young men. So, gentlemen, welcome to God in the Picture with Zibuse L. Kunene.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. I'm honestly excited because, as you did say, off air, we engage in this topic heavily, and it is such a blessing to have the platform to actually speak on this topic on air for people listening, so that you might get an insight on how it is truly to be a young man in today's society.
Yeah. Stephen, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, man. It's such a pleasure to be here. And yep, both of you gents, guys, we have such amazing conversations so often about these kinds of things that I'm quite excited to get into tonight's conversation.
So, without further ado, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to understand from your perspective, obviously, when I was younger, things were different. I'm not that old, but the context has definitely changed. The dating landscape is different. But for you, Stephen, what does it mean to be a young man today? Because in our days, let me stop saying in our days, because I'm going to start sounding like I'm very old. So let me just say, when I was younger, things were different. The dating scene was probably less complicated. Life itself was just less complicated than how it seems right now.
Oh yeah. Well, and you know what? I would never discredit the time that you went through as well. And I think it's just different aspects that come into play now. And I think it just looks different. It's almost like whenever I think of like progression and how we interact in progression, I kind of like one of the best examples at the moment is AI. I mean, how AI is literally changing the landscape of careers, right? And that's going to come with its own challenges. It's going to come with its own differences. It's going to come with its own set of things that one needs to just think about and consider that never would have come before. I mean, back when they were busy making the, what you call it, when they were making like the first airplane, for example, they didn't have to think about the same things, or it was a completely different life, you know? And I would never discredit like the previous generations. It just now things just look a bit different. That's about it. And I think it just still depends on how we handle whatever comes our way. So yeah, I would say being a man today, and I can only speak from my perspective, but like being a man for myself right now is just learning. I'm just trying to learn, honestly. And I could say definitely I'm learning the most from the Christian environments. And I would say that because that's where I've found the most purpose for being a man. And the most, let's say, I wouldn't say, okay, if I can put it plainly, maybe nobility in being a man. Because I would say maybe the world sees it in a different way.
Oh, 100%.
They would see men as not necessary, or they would see...
Yes, there is that conversation.
Yeah. Right? And they would see men as derogatory towards other people. They would see men being a man as something that's negative or something that should be, you know, like as if we were created wrongly and we should change.
And it's not worthy being a man.
Right.
You just need to start emulating something else that is... Other yes. than mainly something that there's also the branding around toxic masculinity,
exactly.
and that gets people confused. But I just want to pick up on a point that you touched on, and I want to also pose it to you, KG.
Yes.
The purpose of being a man, what does that mean for you?
For me individually, the purpose of being a man, it's been so like scattered. With terms of social media, how social media has been presented, especially for young men today, we are more given the advice, given the visuals of being stoic, of being a man is not supposed to feel anything. He's supposed to be here, get the job done, whether he feels like it or not. And to some extent, it is true, but it kind of derives the point of us still being human.
Completely, yeah.
So, to answer your question, I feel like a man has his own individual purpose. Like, there is no one purpose to being a man, because if I give it one purpose, it's then every man is going to be the same. And that's not how God designed us.
I don't want us to miss that point. You said there is no one purpose.
There is no one purpose to being a man. That's what I've... In my work, in my walk... into manhood, I'm still walking. Please don't get me wrong. I'm still walking. I'm stumbling. I'm also tripping and falling, getting back up continuously.
But also being one of the things of being a man is that you will trip, you will fall.
Yes, 100%.
And the key isn't getting up.
Even when it's very hard to, and believe me, with the challenges we face today, it is extremely hard to get back up, because bringing back to the point, the pressures social media puts on us is outrageous.
Right.
You get people, you literally sit down and scroll, you see people your age doing the most outrageous things, not knowing how they got it. But you find yourself, being a man, you compare yourself to other men. It's always been that thing of like, if this guy can do it, I can do it, or I can do it better. Yeah. So I feel like it's the downfall of so many men, but it can also, depending on how you look at it, it could also be a motivation. So there's kind of like a thin line between the, how am I going to perceive this? Am I going to perceive this competition as, I'll never be able to do it like that guy. Oh my goodness, no. Or am I going to perceive it as, if he can get it done, why can't I?
Yeah. You know, there's something else that I want to touch on and also bring into this conversation. And what does the role of the Holy Spirit in your life help you define, firstly, your identity and your purpose? Stephen,
that is such a big question. It's such a big question.
And I know you can handle it.
Huge question.
And I think there's many things that can be involved in that answer. But let me start with the Holy Spirit. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to give you a full range answer, because I mean I think that's part of the journey. And I think when it comes to the Holy Spirit, his involvement in this entire process is kind of teach me what a man is. And that then in turn teaches me who I am and what I am. And I guess it's not a what, but a who. It alludes back to what aspect of being a man do you then bring to the world around you? But I would say with the Holy Spirit, right?
What aspect of a man do you bring into the world around you?
Pastor Steven.
Nah, gents, we out here, bro. We just trying to do nuggets.
No,
guys. And
hallelujah.
Where are those? Anyway,
you need those organs.
Dude, you should get that on hockey. Yeah, anyway, so being a, like being the man, right?
Mm.
I think a large part of it would be how God is a father, and how the father.
You know, I also want to ask somebody else that very same question. What does being a man mean for you, Jose, today?
It means
I just threw him just under the bus.
Being dragged into conversations.
Oh,
no. Yes, it does mean being dragged into conversations.
Really?
Because you are expected to perform, right? At any point in time, whether you're ready or not.
Yeah, and being able to handle those situations, and that's
yeah.
But I think like the Holy Spirit's role in teaching us like how to become a man, he shows us who he is. The Holy Spirit reveals the Father.
Oh.
Right? And the Father is someone then who takes care of us. Or the Father in that journey, we then find out who he is. And then, okay, and it goes back to saying, you know, I know who I am because I know whose I am. Under his fathership we find ourselves. And the Holy Spirit will then reveal to us exactly who he is and who that person is that actually does cover us, and how it is that he covers us, how it is he disciplines us, how it is he teaches us, how is it that he does all these things. And the Holy Spirit is the one who shows you that. But like, it's a journey, man.
Such a journey.
It's not possible for him to reveal it in one moment. And I think that's another part of being a man is that humility to know, like, okay, cool, I'm gonna try be all that God's called me to be, but I know by the grace of God, like, this is only by the grace of God that I can actually try be in this position, because like there's so much that I'm missing. There's so much that's not right. Mm. There's so much that is still to learn.
Mm.
But he knows, like, He's given me specific information for now. I'm just gonna, in my humility of knowing, like, I know nothing in comparison to him. I'm just gonna try implement what it is I can right now, and by his grace, it'll produce whatever is needed inside the world at that point in time. Whether it be the covering of our friends, or whether it be the creating and nurturing and protecting environment for anyone to express themselves freely, or whether it be like the protection of others, or inspiration, or leading others, or whatever it may be. Like, the Holy Spirit is the one who then calmly teaches us through the process.
Wow.
And it's not this, it's not the shouting voice of like, oh, we want revival right now.
Never,
it's
more
like,
is.
It's a slow journey. It's a slow drip.
I love that. Stephen touched on two things that I really want to bring. Really, I don't want us to miss it.
Mm.
Covering and discipline. Covering for me, I interpret it as protection. And in this day and age, as a young man, Khutatso, what does it mean for you to cover, to protect, and to either, what would it look like for you to instill discipline, but also taking into consideration that to instill discipline, you yourself need to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Well, for me, growing up, obviously, I was very disciplined harshly. So I would either take the approach of trial and error. So what I would do, and also what has been taught to me by my Heavenly Father, is trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And that has come through a lot of character development. Things I thought that was given to me have been taken away because of trial and error. And what I mean by trial and error is that as a human, we are going to make mistakes. As you touched on, Zubuse, saying that being a man, being part of a man is falling continuously. So
yeah.
What I would then perceive that as is just a lot of trial and error. We need to, as men, not be afraid to try things and fail.
Mm.
In order for us to grow.
Mm.
So yeah, that's now, how I would.
Now you said something again that for me, whenever we speak, and I tend to listen to certain things, and one of the things that you said was that you were disciplined harshly, but then you were taught by your Heavenly Father. Where was your biological father in the process?
Ooh, wow, that's a heavy one. So during the entire process of me discovering the love of my Heavenly Father, my biological father wasn't very present physically, to say it in the sense. Financially, I can't hate the guy. He was there financially, paid for my school fees, made sure that I was right, that I was eating, that I had clothes on my back. But the love of a father is something I really missed growing up. That thing of a pat on the back, I'm proud of you, son. Yeah. What do you want to perceive? What do you think is your purpose? And let me help you with it 100%. Yeah. I had to run to my Heavenly Father for that.
Sure.
So in terms of, okay, I feel like I want to do this, I had to get on my knees and pray and say, Father, this is what I want to do. Is it possible? Can you make it happen? And at the end of the day, if he opens that door, I feel like that's the pat on the back. Like, I'm proud of you, son. That's the thing I missed for my biological father to just drive up to me with all the love and embraces and be like, this is what you love? You're good at it. Well done. Yes. I am proud of you. I feel like that aspect, not knowing God's plan, he took it out of my biological father so he can fill that void and show me how great his love is as a father. Despite the biblical theology of Jesus going to the cross, giving your one and only son, he needed to take that part of my biological father away from me in order to show that there is nothing compared to his type of biological.
Wow.
Sure.
Steve, you understand?
Gosh, bro, I've lost sight of the question, bro, man. And I just want to I just want to commend you, man, for like that step, because it's so many. I think like so many people are unable to take a step forward
100%.
because they have no confidence in themselves, they have no affirmation, they have no like trust, and that's as part of being a man. It's the role of providing an environment that's safe to take risk. It's you've got safety, you've got someone who backs you, you've got somewhere to fall, you've got something to stand off, jump off of. And I'd really want to commend you, man, for not having that foundation, but finding it in God instead.
Yeah.
God, that's a lot.
And believe me, it is not an easy journey finding it in God, because you would be questioned, especially in today's society, today's society of partying, of Instagram likes, of TikToks.
Yeah.
You are leaning on something you can't see. Imagine how insignificant I look, being like, I have so much faith in my Heavenly Father. And watch what he's going to do. And then you get the other guy in the corner like, is this dude okay?
Guy, was it a feeling that allowed you to take that step forward? Or was it okay, cool, I'm gonna try this, and then you actually see a victory, you actually see a result at the end?
100% the second one. It's that thing. It was never a feeling. It was like when you sit down, you have nothing left. You know, when you sit down and you have nothing left, like,
man,
might as well just try. Yeah. And then once you step into that trying, insane, dude. Absolutely insane.
I was going to ask you something else, but I forgot now. Dude, listen.
Yeah.
Huge.
But now I want to get back to you, Stephen. Who has modeled fatherhood and manhood for you?
Oh, man. I was...
I know.
I was thinking... I will step into this. It was me personally.
I have never seen a man more masculine than KG. Oh, no, okay.
Thank you so much, bro. Yo.
Especially after the gym, bro.
Yo, you know.
Okay, let's get back to
and all that whey protein. Oh, come on.
Typically, that's how men deflect when they've been asked this serious things.
Yeah, so no.
Let's get back to it.
Right. Well. I know, literally, I was thinking about that question before, and I didn't have an answer for that. And I would say, look, my father, he is extremely perseverant in who he is, and he modeled Christianity for us from when we were small. When we were very young, we went to the front to get saved like multiple times. Though I lost my way after that, I think that was a seed for the foundation of my faith. And there were a few verses he quoted continually when we were small, and he just dug that into us from a young age. Unfortunately, we didn't see him much growing up further from that point. And it's kind of had to be a journey of discovering these things for myself And I've been graced with the greatest support ever with my family. They believe in me. They see me so much. And it's something I can never repay. It's something I can never give back. It's something I can never truly express how grateful I am for it. And even now, still. But that father affirmation, that father foundation hadn't been set as much as what it could have been. And I guess now growing up, seeing the necessity, I think it can stem from the question, or it can stem from the aspect of, in the past few years, I've seen godly women expressing and yearning for godliness. They have been yearning for godliness.
And godly men.
Godly men specifically.
Yeah.
And with that, they've laid out to me what that means, what it looks like, what it entails. And through that, it's given me such a perspective of what a man could be. And if I can say, the different role players in my life have really solidified what that looks like and almost confirmed it. We have such less time left. But man, we need more parts.
Yeah, honestly.
Dude.
Yeah.
But they've played different parts. I've had pastors, I've had managers, like my current manager, Peter Rabert. He has taught me so much. Mm. There's different role players and they've all played their part. My previous pastor, leaders inside the church, all those different places. And it's not just spiritual environments, but it's real men of integrity and character. People who push through and stay committed. Those kinds of men who have really imparted something into my life. And even when it came to discipline, there's been times of discipline where I had to really humble myself. And that discipline was so necessary. And it built within me the ability to actually stay within something, to stick and to commit. And that's part of being a man. So it's just been a whole...
I think let's pick this up on part two.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it.